Listen to part of a talk in an anthropology class. The class has been talking about the cultures of North America's native peoples.
Before we continue, you should understand an important concept. That is the notion of a culture area. A culture area is not a colony of artists, but a geographical area inhabited by different peoples with similar cultures. A culture area is relatively consistent in terms of land features. For instance, the land is completely mountainous or flat, and the climate. There's a similarity in the kind of plants and animals, etc. I take what I call a bottom-up approach to the study of culture. That does not mean that I go to those sites where people are digging for artifacts, but rather, it means that I think of culture as something that grows out of the daily needs of people's lives, like finding food or protecting themselves against weather. The routines and social order that people create in order to deal with these things form the culture. So, Inuit peoples living in what's now Alaska, people whose surroundings are cold and not fit for agriculture, and who depend on fishing, you can imagine how their routines differ from Anasazi peoples, who live in a warm desert region. So, if that's clear to everyone, we can continue. So, moving on. Anthropologists feel that in what is now the United States and Canada, there are 9 culture areas. We'll examine all of them in the next few weeks, but for now, let's start with our own area.